Okay, so hopefully I'm not disturbing everyone's return. If I had known, I would have had the videos on. So we'll just proceed. We're going to proceed with Kelly, if we may.
Hi,
Hi,
Nicole.
sweetheart. How may we help you, my love?
I have a message, please.
And say your first name, please.
Kelly.
And say it one more time, please.
Kelly.
Don't be afraid to stand out. Don't be afraid to know. Don't be afraid. That's so interesting. To cut loose from fear. So, in other words, you've got some master, someone you studied under. He's holding what I would perceive to be a pipe. And he's looking at you and trying to consider sort of like, what is it going to take? What is it going to take? He's saying that with so much conviction of your superior abilities and your superior understandings. But it's so interesting. He's like smoking this peace pipe or whatever, and he's like sizing you up. It's so so interesting. And say your name one more time, please.
Kelly.
He's basically saying, like, we've studied this, we've practiced this. He's so funny. Almost like a college professor, like, oh gosh, let me see what he wants to say. He still hasn't said anything. He's like sizing you up. So funny. He's looking at your energies. He's looking at your energies. Like, I can see what he's looking at. All right, let's see if we can get a message here. Kelly, say your name again, please.
Kelly.
Thank you. It's sort of like if you didn't respond to fear, what would you know? What would you let yourself know? What would you let be heard? So, my very strong feeling is you have wonderful sacred knowledge, and your ego mind, it's like I literally have someone sitting on a trash can trying to keep the lid down. So he's, oh gosh, Kelly, say your name one more time, please.
Kelly.
Thank you. He's like asking you to listen without judgment, without discretion. So in English, you know, when if you're trying to write a book or something where you're still kind of thinking like, well, how is it going to look to someone else or whatever? The idea is to just start writing and not have any concerns, you know, like what if they never see it? Like just free flow with like this could be my rough draft or I can change anything I want. So the idea is to really just let yourself with full expression. So don't worry about the grammar, don't worry about anything. This is what he's been apparently helping you to do, helping you to see. That, not that you think you're broken, but he's like basically saying like you're not broken at all. You're just stepping on your tippy toes. So the more that you will relax and really ground yourself in that true knowing, that true placement. Like for me, when I'm tuning, when I'm listening to what he's saying, it's the difference of sitting in nature, and it's like, oh, this is really nice, pretty nature. And then really with total abandonment. Total abandonment. Like, who cares? Who cares anymore? You just kind of become one with Source. Like, you literally can see energies. It just opens up. So you're an expert. This is what they keep saying to me. Like, you're an expert in your field. You're an expert in your field. So you're learning how to cut loose. So this would be the difference if you go on, I'm gonna tell my age if I talk about disco dancing. If you go on a dance floor and you're aware of other people, you're gonna dance to your heart's content, but there's gonna be part of you that's aware that other people also have a view. If you're dancing in your kitchen and nobody is around, you cut loose. Like, there's no outer judgment, there's no outer presence. This is what they're helping you to do. So it's sort of like if someone like I need something to relax. Reason people say that is because we don't live out of our natural state. So to get into our natural state is not natural. This is what you're learning how to, and say your name one more time, please.
Kelly.
Yeah, I get it. They're showing me Gumby. So it's like, bendable. You're learning how to really create your own, oh gosh, they're showing me this lady who we would maybe perhaps call eccentric. And she's not eccentric at all. It's just that she lives to her own natural state, and it looks a little uncivilized from a normal eye. You're not going to get, there's nothing you need to be concerned about, but it is going to take that sort of groundbreaking effort, or they're saying excitement. They don't like that I said effort, because effort, strain, work, excitement, that groundbreaking excitement to cut loose, to really give yourself full extension, full pleasure. I'm just going to give you my little example. So, how do I say this? So this is really kind of weird, but I was raised with a lot of, decorating rules is what I was raised with. I was raised with decorating pseudo professionals, but they had a lot of rules, a lot of rules. So what I found is I was still abiding by those rules, right or wrong, good or bad. It was just I didn't know how not to. And someone I loved looked at me and they really challenged me. And they're like, what if there are no rules? And they convinced me. They showed me new formats for success. In other words, it's sort of like anything goes. Almost like if you were styling bohemian or whatever, like anything goes. So I finally got it. And I permitted myself to listen to my own direction. I found that exercise very beneficial, because then I found that it started extending to other areas of my life. What if I did everything based on my own discovery rather than this is the way or this is done, even if it's a spiritual teacher, because no one's going to know your sacred knowledge. It doesn't matter if they're an ascended master. The lineage you're bringing through, they don't necessarily have complete recall to. So this is where you're really allowing your own excitement, your own lifestyle. So you're learning. It's going to require a whole dosing of self-esteem here, because it's not based on someone else's judgment. It's not based on someone else's rule book. It's your own privilege. It's your own excitement. They keep using that word with me for you, excitement. It's your own excitement. You're not trying to measure up to someone else that does what you're doing. You're not trying. It's like you're what was that? oh, I cannot think of that show. But anyway, one of the episodes, he was like the last, Twilight Zone, thank you. He was the last person on Earth. So just imagine, no one's going to say a word. No one's here. So this is about aligning with your own sacred commodity. You are extremely knowledgeable, extremely well-versed. So he's trying, like when I'm doing this, I literally see light language coming out of you. He's trying to get you to converse with your own alignment, with your own power. And say your name one more time, please.
Kelly.
He's laughing. He likes to trip you up. He's basically saying, now that I said all this, he then says, you know, and tell her I'll be watching. And I'm like, really? Because the whole idea is nobody's watching. And then he says, and tell her I'll be watching. He's saying that with incredible love. Incredible love. You're well cared for, well sponsored. But he is watching. He is watching. He's trying to help. Really loved. You're quite knowledgeable. Quite ready. Quite knowledgeable. Quite ready. So I'll leave you with this. It's like all of this is in your storehouse. What you're doing is learning how to accept yourself, basically. And as you accept yourself, it's all there. It's all there. And then some. All right, my love. I'll leave you with that. Beautiful message. Yeah. Truly loved. I still feel him. It's like he loves you. I mean, just the way. Like, I get my father when I do these now. Like, my father appears. And it's lovely because I feel that love, you know, from him. That's how I feel about this energy. He's definitely your spiritual instructor or proctor. But there's genuine love and genuine respect. Like he really respects you as a spiritual practitioner. He really does. Yeah. Beautiful, honey. You're welcome. Okay. Okay. We will go with Perry. Hi, Miss Perry. How may we help you?
Hi, Nicole. A message, please.
Okay. Open up to love. Open up to the ways of the heart. I feel like the reason you went after Kelly is because you're supported and gifted as well. So there is a lot of love. There is a lot of, they're saying compensation. In other words, you're being surrounded by angels of light. You're being surrounded by that which is administering to you. Sometimes when we have quite the tour on earth, we go to these healing chambers, and I don't know if it's on a crystal slab or what it is, but somehow we're restored. So while you're still on earth, that is not to be, but there are other placements that you're entitled to. So what they want you to do is to play your part. So you're coming of age, and this is the reason that you came after Kelly, because, and I just got confirmation from your guides. With Kelly, it's like she's being like hugged, she's being reminded, she's being coaxed, she's being coddled in a way. And so are you. So the more that you can receive that love, the more that you can receive that kindness, the more that you can allow yourself the gift of true proximity. So in other words, to know that there's light, to know that there's love, your job is to receive it. Your job is to understand that it's due you. So again, on this side, in this dimensional reality, when we're still having that split mind stuff, there is so much self-judgment. It's like every step we take, there's the judger, good, bad, right, wrong. None of that's real. It really isn't. So what we're learning to do is to receive what is real. And what is real is there's just constant love. That is the truth. And that is what we're here to bring forth. So how we bring forth is to receive it in our own endorsement. So the more that you can open up to the love of the universe, to the love of the angels, to the love of spirit that is surrounding you, the more that you can receive that love, have compassion for yourself, have love for yourself, be willing to receive that love, you're going to start feeling its influence. It's there. It's there. They're saying it's there in good measure. But you have to be ready. And so because you're a teeny weeny bit too hard on yourself at times, like that self-judgment sort of keeps it at bay. It's still there, but you don't have complete access to it because they're saying you're not ready to receive. You're not ready to receive. So if you can remember that all of this playground is really about using all of this form experience to bring back right measure, meaning that love is really all that is, because love is who we are, then you will, they're saying, like, surely master your lessons well. So this is the ultimate lesson, is to really learn that love holds no grievances. Love is the ultimate authority. Love is our true reality. So they're saying it starts at home. It starts at home. So the more, I literally had your mouth open, and it's like you're guzzling this love. Like, oh wow, like I have to make up for lost time. Then you're like guzzling it down. So this is what they want. This is what they prefer. Because in order for you to get the job done, in order for you to be a good steward of the light, in order for you to succeed at your many functions, you've got much more to do in this lifetime, you have to be fully endorsed. So it's like a car without the gasoline. It's not going anywhere. So this is where, when I tune into you, it's like they're showing me a car that's just sort of, you know, crackling along, like it's I don't know, it's down to its last couple of drops of gasoline, like it's just rolling into the gas station. So this is you. But what I love is you're not high and dry. I didn't see a car getting stalled, you know, and on a desert high. I've seen that. Like just imagine a long highway like Las Vegas, Nevada, or whatever, where these just stretches and there's nothing but nothing really, as far as the eye can see. You're not there. You didn't get lost there. You're not stranded. You're not sitting by the car with not a drink of water. I don't see any of that. I see you like chug into a gas station. So this is very promising to me. I mean, you're not going 60 on a highway or anything, but you're not on a lonely highway either. You're like moving your way to the gas station. So this is what they want you to do. They want you to report to love's emissary. They want you to receive love in full engagement, because love is the master healer. And so when you deny yourself love, you're denying yourself the true healing agent. So the more that you can remember that love is your nature, the universe is like siding in your good favor, and that it's totally available for your access. This will help them to, and they're saying self-endorse. This will help them to oversee your efforts and oversee your good standing. So again, it's like without that gasoline, the car's not going to be able to be in motion to go very far. So anything you can do to feel the presence, imagine masters, angels, whoever you want, to feel that love, to feel the endorsement of spirit, you know, divine essence, play with that, play with that. They will support you. They will help you. They're helping you to draw, and I literally have this like big straw. They're helping you to draw on love's embers. That will give you healing. That will give you, I just got confirmation when I said the healing. That will give you, like reason to smile. What they mean by that is it will bring you back into balance. It will bring you back into life. It will bring you back into full engagement. Now from there, as we've been discussing, they're showing me the card spiritual strength. So there is a lot on the other side of, you know, they're just showing me like people coming in from the snow or whatever. And it's like, you know, they've been working out there, cutting trees, like, you know, like they're tired, they're hungry, they're, you know, wet clothes or whatever. So they come inside, they get warm, they get the soup, they get fed, well nourished, and then they're good to go again. So this is what you're up to. You're up to receiving that healing nectar. And remembering, this is dream state. It's sort of like, it's not real. It doesn't really matter things that we think matter. What matters is our good refinement. In other words, learning how to receive that love, learning how to operate from those kind gestures, those kind embers, because as the world will do likewise, it will surely be a different state of arrival. So this is where you want to be the good steward of light, and you want to learn your daily lessons. This is why you came after Kelly, by the way, because it had a similar message, is to open up even further to love's endorsement. So that is your message, my love. Did you have a question?
Does this come through other people as well? Or just, you know, like taking it from the angels and spirit? And
this comes from life. But in order to receive it, you must be a good steward. So in other words, it's opening up to your own grace. It's opening up to your good consent. Reminds me so much of Kelly's energy. So it's realizing that, like love without conditions. You're loved eternally, always in all moments, without qualifiers, without reservation. So can it come through others? Well, sure, but it's a steady increase. So it's not like, well, where did my love go? Because the other moved, you know? So it's not that conditional love. It's ever present. But yes, you can receive tokens of love for certain. That's the universe blessing you with love.
Mm-hmm. So it's mostly my self-judgment.
Say that one more time, please.
It's mostly my self-judgment.
It's significantly reducing or eliminating the self-judgment, yes. So we're opening up to our true endeavor. Because remember, there's no judgment in our true state. There is no judgment because there is no lack. All this is just simulation to help us restore our faith in our own trust and in our own alignment. In other words, we're here to welcome back the energy of the divine. So where's the judgment in that? So when we open up, hallelujah, because we're remembering our truth. When we don't open up, then our higher awareness is simply waiting for us to open up. So there's really no judgment. Judgment is like a fabrication of the mind. So this is what they're helping you to relax and to receive mightily, to receive mightily.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Miss Helen.
Hi, Nicole. Can I please have a message?
Sure. And say your first name, please.
Helen.
I hesitate to give this message to you because I must give it to myself then. So this is about staying connected, staying connected. So they're showing me, like I'm pulling cards, but I really don't need to. They're showing me like an extension cord where you're plugged in at all times. I'll give you a wonderful example from my own day. So I was plugged in until I was not, and I was aware that I was in suffering, and working with some old standbys, working with some old energies. And I was also aware that they're saying it was the belief, it's the belief in sin. So this is why we're coming after Perry, because this is the whole point. We never sin. Sin is an illusion. But we all get in states of rote memory. So good, bad, right or wrong, that sort of thing. And so what you're learning to do is have a steady hand. So for me, in the old days, that would be last week, I would have sat in that misfit toy state. I would have. I would have felt like a misfit toy. And there I would have stayed. And that would have just been normal course. But because of Spirit's insistency, they're just insistent now. They keep it like no time like the present. No, like whatever whenever I try to channel for myself, no time like the present. I'm like, okay, I get it. So in English, it's whatever occurs. It's like it's remember like Ram Dass would say, it's like grist for the mill or whatever. It's like subject to investigation. It's subject to investigation. So in English, you're learning how to stay with the light. You're learning how to stay in truth. And that's why I hesitate to express this, because, hey, I have to receive it as well. It's easier when they say it's easier said than done. It's actually not true. It's easier than you would believe, but it does take practice. It does take divine ownership. It does have a air flavor of responsibility. And the other thing they're saying that I take a big gulp when I share this with you is there's also no turning back. There's no going back. Because what happens is once you really start applying this, stay consistent, you move into your new follow through. Also, when you apply and stay consistent, well, then that's your place of honor. So in other words, now that's your responsibility to always align with that light. Now, it's not that you will. I mean, you get unconscious, but it's that motivation. That's what you're responsible for, not the execution. It's the motivation to always bring all consequence to the light. So in English, when you come up with the afflictive emotions, you're not trying to rid yourself of the emotions, but you're also not going to be subservient to them without bringing forth the flashlight, without bringing forth the constant awareness. So in other words, to allow love's transmission, to allow that light to be the ultimate authority. So, and say your name again, please.
Ellen.
And say it one more time, please.
Helen.
Thank you. Yeah, The cards aren't telling me anything I don't know. It's going from obstacles to love. Now, this card does not mean that there are huge obstacles coming or anything. It's just saying exactly what I just said. Like, whatever comes up, you're learning how to offer it to the light. Yeah. You're going to say, same message as last time, and I'm going to say, yep. Yeah.
Okay, we keep moving. Nothing else they need to tell me? That's it?
And say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Be a good devotee. Be a good devotee. In other words, continue to walk in faith. You know how to manifest. So I feel like when you hit the right quotient, you will manifest. In good measure. You're a good manifester. So that's not the issue. The issue is your abiding grace, your abiding performance. In English, it's reaching a certain awareness, a certain level, a certain frequency.
Am I almost there?
I know the feeling. Oh my gosh, I actually said that.
I think I am.
I actually said that to Spirit. I'm like, are we getting close here?
Are we done yet?
Well, you don't have to ask if you're done. You kind of know. But I just wanted a hint. Am I close? Am I close? And I knew I was, but sometimes you just want that confirmation. I mean, you just do. The mind does anyway. Okay, so your question is there anything else or are you close or something like that? And say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
I'm going to say yes, and the reason is the card I got lead, which is very promising, but what I saw was a card from one of my other decks, and you would love it because it has like these Lemuria energies or mountains in the back or whatever, but he's twirling. And with that twirl, it's accelerated motion. So that's a very positive sign to me. Yeah, very positive sign. I'll pull out that card later just to see what it says. But it's a very positive card. So I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you. Lots of love.
Lots of love, sweetheart. Jenny. Hi, Jenny. Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday. We finally connect.
Yeah. I gotta go. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy. I had such a lovely day today.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. So deserving. All right.
Thank you.
You look so warm and cozy there.
I am, yeah.
All right. One moment. And say your first name, please.
Jenny.
Gosh. You're attuning to... wow. Jenny, say your name one more time, please.
Jenny.
Thank you. You're attuning to the Pleiades. You feel like a Pleiades princess or priestess or something. So you're, oh my gosh, I feel the energy on my head. So you're bringing in that energy. It's really beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. You've been doing your homework is what I want to say to you. So the more
I have,
you really have. So the more that you really just relax and allow yourself to receive, allow it to be gentle, allow it to be free flow. So it's sort of like the conversation we were having with Perry earlier, where we're so used to like having to work for things or earn things or whatever. And what you're learning is it's really all there. It's all there. You know, when they say knock and the door shall open, that's how I feel about you. I feel like you knocked and the door is open. The door opened and now you're being provided. So the more that you can return to that natural state of true sponsorship, to know that this is perfectly normal and this is what was intended all along. Like, of course you're receiving this. Why wouldn't you? It's you. You're receiving you. So why wouldn't you receive you? So the more that you can just make that the most natural thing in the world, that will make it even easier to transfer these awarenesses. I see all these light codes and all this beautiful energy that you're aligning to. If you don't speak light language, you will, or maybe you're just integrating that energy, but you're bringing in some beautiful sensitivities. You will feel the shifts. You will feel the, you'll feel the difference. You probably already are, but you're going to feel even more. You're just going to start, you know, it's almost like when someone's blind and they have gifts that we don't normally have, but they develop it because they lose some of their other senses. That's how I feel about you. You're returning to like full colors. They're showing me like kaleidoscope. So sometimes I see colors that don't exist on Earth, and it's hard to describe, but it's just a weird thing to describe. But it's like what you experience has different, it's not three-dimensional. I don't know how to explain it, but you just experience it in a different way. You just have to experience it. But that's how I feel about you, where you're opening up your true into your true reality. You're opening up into your true understanding. I see you in this other reality, and you are most certainly not speaking English language or any language spoken on the earth plane. You are so radiant. You're so it's what I hope to align with sooner, not rather than later, where you're just 1,000,000% comfortable in your own skin. If you, I guess you have skin, but it would never dawn on you not to be. It just would never dawn on you not to be. You're just aligned. You're just aligned, and you're very particular, I would say. So one characteristic is when others try to just get away, not in a malicious way or anything, but they're sort of like, that's good enough. You're like, no, it isn't. So you're very meticulous. Like imagine you're an earth example, you were tending to ducks or whatever, and you throw some feed down like, okay, they're fine. And you're like, no, they're not, because that duck over there, he needs some extra gentle care. So you're not hard in a mean way, but you are a little hard on your ones that travel up. You're somehow in charge of ones that are in initiations or training, and you're a stickler for success, because you have that sensitivity that you feel the energies of all. So if that little duckling, in our little example, needs extra care, you're very aware of it. Whereas some of the initiates may not have the sensitivities you have. So that's why you insist that they go back and they do the job correctly, that sort of thing. I love that about you. It's like, you know, if you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it right. You also leave, how do I say this? You're so sweet. You leave, it's like, imagine leaving milk and cookies for children before they go to sleep, or leaving a treat for your neighbor who's watering your plants, and you know, there's a nice little thank you gift. You somehow leave these like energetic treats for others to find when they're, I don't know if they're serving you or studying under you. So it's like when they get to a certain level of awareness, I don't know what it is, but I'll make this up. So they may suddenly see a crystal just spinning in orbit, or I don't know what it is that you do, but it's something like it's special, it's magical, it's like a little surprise. You're very good at it, may I add. So I don't really understand the mechanics of it, but you apparently can do this. And you do it. So there's something very playful about you when I say this. So it's like that element of surprise, you know, like not only is it wonderful to have the crystal, but the fact that you're not expecting it and then it arrives, like that makes it even sweeter. So you remind me a little bit of Julie Andrews, where it's like she's like, I'm firm in that song, like I'll be firm but kind. It's like that. You got that firmness, but you got that kindness. And you're very, very good. You're very, very good. You are loved. You're adored by many. Gosh. You're favored. You're favored. Ones want to study under you. I can see why. So all of that is returning to you. All of that is returning to you. And... oh, it's just lovely. It really, really is. All right. And say your name one more time, please.
Jenny.
I'm sure I've said this to you in times past, but I'll say it now because it's just there. Enjoy your travels. Really enjoy discovering you. Really enjoy it. It reminds me of Perry's message a little bit, like she's opening up to love. So for you, it's like open up to love sweetness. What I feel about you is you passed through a very grueling initiation. And so It's like,
yeah,
now comes the homecoming. I literally have someone sliding, like not a care in the world. Now comes the reward. Now comes the reward. So enjoy it. Enjoy it. You deserve it. So this is what they're asking. It's like as you're learning, as you're adapting, enjoy that process and enjoy it to the max. Well deserved. Oh, just lovely. And say your name one more time, please.
Jenny.
Really learn. You're going to learn a lot in a very, very quickly. So open up to they're saying love's retreat, but what they're meaning is like I'm looking at things on my wall now and I just thought they were whatever, but I see like a second meaning behind things that I found attractive. Like I had no idea that's why I like that. So all of a sudden I'm like, I have some symbol. I don't know if it's like a Celtic something or other. But I just was drawn to it for whatever reason. But now all of a sudden, I see this like multidimensional aspect to what this thing is. I had no idea. I'm doing that using your energy. I'm doing that using your energy. So I'm receiving like light extensions from other dimensions, from other realities, using your energy. And I'm sitting up like, it's like, oh my gosh, I just suddenly feel like a different being, truly. So this is all you. This is all your energy. So much fun. And say your name one more time.
Jenny.
Yeah, really, I'll leave you with this. Really appreciate, savor. You know, like if you worked really, really hard to save up money to go to Paris, and you get there and then someone hands you a Napoleon or whatever, it's like take each bite, savor it, like really receive all that good glory, all that good, for two reasons. One, it's deserving, and it's a part of that self-love and self-honoring. And two, as you open up to the mysteries of faith in that appreciation, it'll help you open up to the gifting even more. Yeah. Rock on, my friend. It is just lovely. And happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
You're welcome. I'm so glad we got to touch base. And did you have a question, by the way?
I actually do. The other day, I went to this forest that my father hunted on for 40 years, and I never got to see it. And it was really important to me to go, because I feel like I received the message from him to go there. Mm-hmm. While on my journey walking through the forest, this tree of it looked exactly like, it had like the face of an old man in it, and then it had so many different animals in it. There was like a deer and like a black panther. And this tree was just really communicating with me. Like it was teaching me so much. And I just lied with this tree for ages. And it was just talking to me, communicating. And I just wanted to ask if my father was there, if he had anything to do with that, just because I have such a strong desire to be connecting with him, because I feel like he's helping me a lot. And I feel like his passing was a big part of my shift, because I learned unconditional love for him. Mm-hmm. So I guess I just am curious if my dad was there with me with the tree.
I'm going to say yes, because when you just said unconditional love for him, you suddenly became a gentleman that used to come to group that has since transitioned, and his spirit appeared to me when you were saying that. So that tells me that the other side is present with you. But let me just get double confirmation. Say your first name, please.
Jenny.
Thank you. Yes. He's saying for many moons. So it's not a one-time deal. It's not a one-time deal. He's just showing me love. He's just like, I just like this, love. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, you know, like, these are my words, I just have energies, but it would be like my baby or my little girl. Like, he's hugging, like, and he's just showing me, like, you are my baby, you are my little girl. And he's just going like this. So much love.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I now see, oh gosh, it's one of those like Bugs Bunny cartoons or whatever, where like the heart's coming out of the coming out of the chest, you know, like ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Oh, yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Enjoy life's journeys. Enjoy life's journeys, what he's saying. Yeah, he'll be back. He'll be back. I would be surprised if you don't have, as your gifts continue to expand, I don't think it'd be much longer that you would even need to ask such questions, but I'm happy to oblige nevertheless. But he will be ever present.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nicole.
I still see that, but bump, but bump, but bump. I think it was like I'm looking at a skunk. It has nothing to do with skunk energy. It's just a cartoon. Like a bump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and happy birthday. Thank you so much for finding me today. Sorry about that.
Yes. No, don't worry. And you know, I was going to actually tell you or message you that I kind of know why that happened, because
if you didn't do that, I probably wouldn't have tuned into group tonight, and I really needed the messages, like all of them. I really needed everything. So I think that's why that's what There's happened.
Always divine order.
Yeah, I was meant to come to group tonight. So that's really nice.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. Bye, sweetheart.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye, honey. Hi, Miss Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How may we help you?
A message, please.
Okay. Same message. It's just a love fest tonight. I just received confirmation from your guides. Open up to love's abundance. Open up to love's harvest. So they're showing me a full rainbow or a complete rainbow, whatever they call that, when it goes like all the way around. And that's what they're showing covering you. So when I just did this, there's just energy through and through. When I'm doing this, 100 years ago, I had one of those plastic umbrellas where it was really complete, like it was see-through, and it went all the way. And that's what they're showing me. It's like you're being covered in love, and you're learning how, it's like everyone's message tonight. You're learning how to receive the raindrops. You're learning how to restore yourself to your good workings, your good faith. So I understand an umbrella normally would cover you from the rain. In your case, it's actually like raining light. It's actually supporting your growth, supporting your nurturance. They're showing me one of my plants. So I watered my plants today. So they got like extra tender loving care. So this is what they suggest. They suggest that you really put yourself like in the lilies of you know, the valley, like the lilies are supported, wouldn't we be, that kind of thing. But specifically when I see this, like these raindrops, I see it on your face. I see it like receiving, just the way I watered the plant. You're receiving the light, you're receiving love's embrace and extension. So this is very different than when we live in our mind, when we live in our head, when we're just trying to, you know, crank it out. Even what we do, they're reminding some of us, I would believe I probably included in this some, where we have the motivation for success or spiritual devotion, but we take the mind along. So we're still trying to crank it out when it comes to our spiritual awareness. So they're saying, you know, this will never be done. You know, this will not get us our liberation. So, and this is the point where they say, you know, it's simple but not easy. So spiritual liberation, simple, but it's not easy. And the reason it's not easy is we don't let it be easy. We still keep reporting like we're in school with a highlighter trying to understand. So the more that we can receive those raindrops of love, when I say raindrops, when I look at it, it's like raindrops of light with you. I literally see, they're showing me like a freckled girl, like if she had freckles on her cheek. So it's like raindrops of light. And I have, so very interesting. Someone, she's a yoga meditation teacher, just someone I knew. Anyway, she's doing this for me. She's sticking her tongue out and collecting the raindrops on her tongue. So again, the imagery is, you know, that's the kind of thing a kid would do, because they're in their natural state versus us grown-ups, mind. So they're helping you now. I've got your young self licking, remember she had her tongue out to get those raindrops. Now it's actually you when you were younger and you're licking an ice cream cone. And so the idea is when you lick a lot ice cream cone when you're a kid, there is not a care in the world. I mean, there just isn't. It is just, talk about meditative awareness. It is just you and that ice cream cone, and really nothing else exists or matters until the cone's finished, of course. So this is where they're helping you to increase your beautification. They're helping you increase your They're saying your humble lifestyle. What they mean by humble lifestyle is when you open up to love's grace, when you open up to love's harmonies and awareness, everything else really takes a back seat. So it's sort of like, you know, when you have days when you're in a, I'll just call it a good space, but they're saying love's harmony and embrace is what they would call that, then you can have six things happen and you don't care because you're feeling good. So it's like, okay, whatever. When you're not in that same space, I mean, just one little thing is enough to, like, or at least in my world. So this is the point. They're helping you to align with love's harmonies. They're actually saying harmonics. They're actually saying harmonics. So they're looking for good placement. They're looking for good placement. They're showing me water. And so the idea with water is water cannot be stopped. Water is, you know, it always looks for a place to go. You know, it always travels. It goes over things, under things, and all that. So they're helping you to, I'll just say it again, they're helping you to find love sequencing. Using your energy, I am looking at my ceiling fan that always is a ceiling fan, and I suddenly see spirit. Now, this is your energy, not mine. So this is what is available to you. It's quite significant. It's quite established. When I mean established, it's not going anywhere. It's yours. What you're learning to do is allow it in. You're learning to enjoy life's pleasures. You're not trying, you're not straining, you're not trying to get somewhere else. You know, heaven's here. We just are learning how to awaken to that awareness, but we're not trying to go anywhere. Heaven's a state of awareness. It's not a place. So this is where they're helping you to take increase. When I say increase, it's opening up to love's harmonies, love's broadcast, love's, I'm just going to keep saying broadcast. Now, when I say broadcast, I've got these energies that are coming to you that are, how do I describe it? It's like a pulsation, but not like a heavy pulsation. More of like a gentle wave, a gentle touch, but it's consistent. It's consistent. So you're learning how to graduate. You're learning how to receive. It's so funny. Our mind thinks we have to be worthy, thinks that we have to wait, thinks that we still need to learn. It's not really about learning. It's about dropping all the places where we're still holding ourselves hostage. I said that the other day, and that's exactly how it feels when I tune into you. So they're showing me Annie gets her gun, or whatever that was. But they're showing me like a gun, like as if I had a gun towards myself. Obviously, I wouldn't do that in form. You would think, oh, Nicole, don't be ridiculous. But that's what we do to each other. That's what we do to ourselves and each other energetically, because we're following that split mind. So what happens is we take that early learning, you know, what we learn from that split, and we apply it then to our spiritual path. And sometimes we kind of slow things down because we don't understand what's due us. We don't understand our good privilege. We don't understand our right for receivership. So the more that you can, give me a second, enjoy playland. What I mean by that, when I tune into these energies of yours, I feel like I'm 5 years old. I do. but I have like the maturity and awareness of everything I've now mastered and experienced. But my awareness is, that's what I want to say. My awareness is when I'm looking at things, I'm not looking at them with my adult mind. I'm looking at them the way a little kid would look. And that's why kids are always so creative until we cut it off. But all kids are naturally creative because they're all connected to source. So it's a very different way. So it's sort of like an artist. When an artist, you know, they don't see the way intellect would see something. They see the swan and the thing or whatever it is. You're learning, they're helping you to go back to that childlike, they're saying vocation. So really, little kids are little masters until they get socialized and then they forget. So you're taking the quality of maturity and you're mixing it in. They're showing me like blue and yellow equals green. You're mixing it in with your like holy vision. So they're helping you to return to what you drew from long ago. So in other words, when I tune into you when you were younger, it's like you had it all the time. You had it all the time. So you're learning. Now, gosh, they're just taking things from my file cabinet. But I see a kid like just standing on the sidewalk, eating licorice, you know, ready to play hopscotch, whatever. So this is what they're helping you to do. They're helping you to see with eyes of, they're saying strength, but the strength is like the spiritual strength. It's really beautiful, and I would say extraordinary. What I mean by that is the energies that are there and available for you are quite magnificent, quite magnificent indeed. I'm using your energy and I'm looking at this amethyst. But when I use your energy, I saw a bear. It's hard to see. But the bear is like clear as day. It's just as clear as day. This is your energy that I'm seeing this bear. I have never seen a bear before in this, but there's the bear. So that is your message, my love. I hope that makes sense. And do you have a question?
Yeah, it's good. It's beautiful. You know, and so all I could think of it was like, okay, so what should I do? Give me like 2 things.
Okay, so how you should be, in other words, how should I be is your question. Experience life with childlike innocence. With childlike innocence, you're opening up your vast expansiveness. I'm using your energy, and I just looked at Hathor, a picture of Hathor that I have, and she just shapeshifted on me. This is using your energy. So she's just showing me like another incarnation or form or whatever. I've never done that before with that picture of Hathor, my love. I did that with your energy. So the more that you can drop, how do I put it? I'll say it this way. The more you can drop what you know about something. So I'm looking at a mug. I have a mug that houses my pencils and all that. But if I didn't know what a mug was, I would look at that mug and I would see, there's this handle on the side and it's white and it's relatively small. And it seems like you can put things in it. Like when you approach it, like not with the identifier. When you drop the identifier, when you drop the label, what you can do is look at thing. You can look at everything anew. And so when you look at everything anew, you receive that higher broadcast. You receive that higher guidance is what I'll say. It's like when you drop needing to know. See, this is the reason it's so valuable. And this is where healing and relationships occur. When we have a relationship with another being, it could be an intimate, it could be an acquaintance, or just someone that works at a particular location or whatever, we go into it with so much baggage. We go into it with all of our history. And we never give it an opportunity for a pristine moment because we're not available. Healing is always available. Enlightenment is always available. But we're not available because we're living in the past. So this is why we keep creating old functionality with our relationships, because we go into the relationship thinking we know the other person. There is an enlightened master in the other person if we would open up to it. But we're going in there with all these assumptions that we call forth the one that we have history with. So the more that you can show up in total innocence, like a blank slate, I know nothing about this person, nothing at all. So the only thing I'm going to know is what I receive in that innocent moment. This is where you have radical healings. So we'll take it further. When we do that for ourselves, so we're dropping our story, we're dropping our history, we're dropping all the name calling, all the shame, all the I know what you did back then. We're just dropping all of that. This is when we bring healing to ourselves. All right. That is what you can include in your repertoire of the moment.
Okay. Love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much, sweetheart.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. So they want me